Lesson 3, Segment 4. Now let's talk about the premise and objective for Envision's second question, When am I? The main premise is that we are fully empowered when we are in present moment awareness. In order to make clear decisions unencumbered by our past conditioning, we need to find a way out of the past and into the present. We all experience being triggered by our past memories stored in the subconscious, often held as truths. And, as well, our physical bodies store information about the past and may react to a present experience that reminds you of something you recognize in your personal history. As well as being wired to notice experiences similar to the past, you're also wired for prehistoric conditioning, e.g., for example, the hormone response engages you react when threatened. So, what is the objective of working with question number 2, when am I? It's important to note that both question number 1, where am I, and question number 2, when am I, deliver your client into the power of present time awareness. They just go about it a little differently. Question number 2 requires your client to be aware when they're reacting through past conditioning that may be repetitive or when they're projecting. Your impact as a coach is strengthened and enhanced with a clear, open client who recognizes their patterns, are willing to move past them and establish new ones with your help. Envision provides a unique perspective for both coach and client to move away from a pattern and establish a new one in a short period of time. Envision helps identify the tense the client is in, past, present, or future, in order to restore a neutral yet alert and engaged present awareness. Here, we're addressing the element of time. Is the client in the present, or are they projecting from a past experience onto the present? Or projecting from a past experience into the future? Are they overly concerned with the future, thereby forgetting they have things to do and accomplish now? The main objective of this question is to bring your client into present time awareness, remove the projections of familiar challenging memory patterns, and help them to get grounded without the burdens of those two eternities, past and or future. I call this wandering in the ghost lands. We are ghost-like without real substance when we're reacting to our present as if we were still in the past. We sometimes hear echoes and react to those instead of what's truthfully in front of us. Your husband may be saying one thing, but you're hearing your dad's critical voice and react to that rather than what's really being said. This ability to sense the past can be good if we recognize red flags, for example, but not so good when we decide that we're going to march right past them because our subconscious preference is the familiar. How often have we seen a client do this, or we sometimes do it ourselves, to reenact a part in a play with others in our life that is inappropriate to the reality that's actually available? So this question, when am I, addresses when in time the client is stuck in their story. What is true now? The feelings are a real experience, yet the client may be experiencing feelings little to do with what's really going on. Your client may have an unexpected financial burden, for example, but her reaction may be triggered into a major fear of financial insecurity. I like to call this the bag lady syndrome. The feeling that the current financial stress will not only be like this now, but continue only to get worse and worse until the person is on the streets and homeless, etc. When a client is in a state of unreasonable fear, you won't be an effective coach until you can move them out of that state of mind into a safer, calm, receptive one. That state is achieved by bringing the client into present time awareness. This can easily be achieved by the primary question, where am I? Asking this next question serves to identify the core beliefs and the genesis or beginnings of the narrative the client is replaying. It shows the client the old story is not essentially what's happening now. Once the mind grasps this, it's then free to choose a new narrative. And effectively guiding a client to co-creating their best reality is the goal of coaching with Envision, and I assume coaching in general. So whether you apply this to a client or to yourself, there will always be moments where this question will come in handy, especially when one has a strong reaction to something that reminds you of some other time in your life.